Chapter 7, A Noisy Night. At 7 o'clock, Mrs. Black arrives. She helps cook the dinner and listens to the story.
Terrible,
she says.
Every summer there are thieves in Stonecross. They know there are lots of tourists, you see.
But you say that tourists don't come here,
answers Laura.
Well, it depends. Some summers there are a lot. Some summers there aren't a lot.
Suddenly a telephone rings. It is Mrs. Black's mobile phone.
Oh, excuse me,
she says, and smiles at everyone. She goes to the hall and speaks in a soft voice.
Yes, yes, okay, don't worry, everything's all right. I don't know, perhaps tonight, perhaps tomorrow night. Okay, bye. My son,
she explains.
He's 27 and he doesn't know how to cook. Can you believe it?
Mum laughs.
I'm sure he prefers your wonderful cooking.
Later that evening, everyone is playing cards together. Mum is winning. She always wins. Mrs. Black says,
who wants a nice cup of hot chocolate?
During the evening and at night, it is cold in the house. They say,
yes, please, Mrs. Black.
But Laura says,
no, thank you.
The housekeeper seems offended.
Why not?
She asks angrily.
Hot chocolate helps you sleep.
I can sleep with no problems, thank you,
replies Laura. Mrs. Black is not very happy, but goes to the kitchen to make hot chocolate for the others. It is creamy, chocolatey, and delicious.
This is wonderful, Mrs. Black. What is the special ingredient?
Do you have a secret recipe?
Asks Mum.
It's my grandmother's secret recipe,
she says, and laughs. She says goodnight and goes home. Soon, everyone is very sleepy and goes to bed. Only Laura isn't tired. It is the middle of the night. Outside, the sky is full of stars, but there is no moon. Everyone is sleeping. Mum is dreaming and Dad is snoring. Suddenly, Laura sits up in her bed. There is a noise. Someone is downstairs. She relaxes. It is probably her father. He sometimes gets up and sleepwalks. But no, she can hear her father. He is snoring in his bedroom. She gets up very quietly. Yes, there is someone. The noise is in the study. She goes downstairs. She is very quiet. When she is outside the study, she stops and listens. She hears the sound of paper.
I must be brave,
she says, and pushes the door open quietly.
Stop, thief!
She shouts. But to her surprise, she sees Mrs. Black. She is sitting at Uncle Stephen's desk, reading his notebooks.
Oh, Mrs. Black, it's you,
says Laura.
Hello, Laura. I can't find my car keys. Perhaps they are here. I don't want to disturb everyone.
Oh, all right,
says Laura. But then she remembers Mrs. Black hasn't got a car. At that moment, Dad and Uncle Stephen arrive. They think there is another thief. Dad smiles and laughs.
Phew, it's Mrs. Black. Hello, Mrs. Black. You're working late tonight.
Uncle Stephen doesn't laugh.
What are you doing in my study, Mrs. Black?
He asks. She tells him the story of the car keys. Uncle Stephen replies,
tomorrow, We can all look for the keys together. Now it's time to sleep. Good night, Mrs. Black.
He opens the door and the housekeeper goes out. She doesn't look at Uncle Stephen when she says,
Good night, everyone.